nothing else to do.
Look for a job, I suppose.
I do that every day anyway, Mum.
You haven't been to council yet, have you?
No. But it's still February, Mum.
Yeah, it's beginning. You might as well go down there because you just might see something down there.
I always go down. Every day I go down.
He's got no intention of getting a job,
is he,
at all?
No, he never ever goes down. I bet he doesn't get up for about, well, it's 11 now, I'll give him another hour and a half. It's crap weather, isn't it? Ali works 24 hours a week in the shop, right? And then she claims family credit as well. And if Adrian works, all the benefits go under. You have to earn something like 200 quid a week to match what they're getting now.
It isn't like that.
It is.
Well, yeah, okay, I can accept that, but I think mentally,
yeah.
You know, I think, I mean, even sort of going back to college and doing a couple of A-levels wouldn't alter his benefit. To do something, you know?
Yeah.
I could not live like that.
No, I couldn't.
I'd go mad, especially out there over that shopping King Staten.
He's got his car, he's got Jamie right there, he's not that bad. He's got his son.
Yeah, but it's not mentally stimulating, is it? It's not.
This is quite happy enough, isn't
it? It's alright for 6 months, but when it starts getting hit, oh my god, you know, I've done absolutely nothing with my life, full stop. Go down to Gateways for me.
Okay,
well. I want a jar of pickle.
Oh, write it all down.
Not on an envelope.
Yes, can you pay for a stamp for that for me, please?
Oh, you've got one then.
No, I'm going to send it. Carrying this huge piece of paper on the table.
Just going to see how much money I've got.
Normal pickle? Mum? Normal sort of pickle.
Yeah. loaf of bread.
Brown, yeah.
And half a pound of cheese.
Half a pound of cheese.
Cheese cheddar.
That'd be already weighed up into a pot, would it?
Well, no, they weigh it for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No.
Stamp it. Oh.
You'll be coming down, Jack. Are you? As long as you don't whinge, I'll tie you up, alright?
What? Half a dozen apples and fish.
Six apples?
Shot. Yeah, cheap as you can get.
Well, I don't want to get hideous sick cocks, you can see it's decent.
You won't go and spend 59 pence a pound on an apple, because I shall kill you if you do.
Well, if you want to spend a pound, 24. Get rejects from Dorset, wormed apples from Somerset. Which shop shall I get them from then?
Eh?
You got a stamp there.
I'm not giving it to you.
Alright.
And 20 minutes in. I shouldn't think you'd need all of that.
I shouldn't think so either. Where did I get the apples from?
A bed shop in Market Wharf. Make sure he doesn't poo everywhere.
Oh, Mum, what do I do if he does?
You know? Pick it up in a bag.
Yeah,
it's in
toothpaste coming out.
No, it won't. It's all right this morning. Don't you dare let him crap anywhere. Walk him around the park first. You're not allowed to poo in public places.
It's not his place.
Well, I would have thought, you would have thought that that was absolutely awful. Pick it up.
Thank you.
didn't like it.
No, it looks miserable, but he used to go,
do you know what Rupert did to him once? Down the co-op, he tied him to some trolleys. Frightened the living daylights.
He ran away, he thought they were chasing him.
That's absolutely horrific, that is.
Trolley, why isn't the trolley? He was getting his back feet. Ha ha.
No.
Sophie next week, but I can't afford that really either.
And she can't afford anything for freebies anyway.
Freebies?
Well, I mean, any sort of food or anything.
She said, I'm welcome to come up.
Yeah, you're welcome to come up. She hasn't got many major.
I'm not expecting you to offer. I'm not somewhere to sleep, am I?
Oh, would you starve?
No, I expected to cook me food. Oh, she's like she would.
Typical man.
I got really.
Expect her to cook me food.
But if I'm there and I'm a guest, she's cooking for her and Mike. She can't see you or me. She.
I don't think she necessarily cooks for Martin either.
Yes, she does. I'd love to say she does, but just because she's been like that, she does.
She's really adamant about not having children.
Yeah, well, she says that now.
I hope. She'll I mean, grow. I'm horrible. She's actually said no way like that.
Of course she will.
I mean, I can't she's see old her. Enough now to sort of have thought it out, really, isn't she? Don't you think?
She's about
35,
you know?
It's
plenty of time, isn't
there? Well, somebody does. I don't want to be an ancient granny. Nobody has any girlfriends, nothing.
You're desperate to be a granny, aren't you?
I'd love to be a granny, I really would. I would always be there for babysitting. She said that she's going to be everybody's favourite aunt. No chance. She's a boring person, isn't she?
Yeah, I can understand her not wanting kids for a few years though, can't you?
Oh, I can understand that.
What a tie down that is.
Don't have to tell me that.
I suppose one's not that bad.
You've got one anyway. Look, vacuum.
You've
got
the dome. It's the dome boy. He's jumped up for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, you see the puppy. Don't let him go. Let him go berserk. Where is it? On the wall? Caught sight of the pussy somewhere. Don't whisper at him. Don't wear it. Don't.
It's going that far off.
Oh, he looks horrible. I tell you what he looks like. One of those buildy beasts.
Sometimes.
I know, sometimes these hackles come up with another dog, don't they?
Yeah, well, if he gets really scared, they go up the whole back, don't you, right after he's Look. Too big, yeah. But I think I don't think he's misformed at all.
Misformed? That's not quite the way to say
it. Deformed.
Misformed.
Yeah, you don't think he's deformed, don't you?
No, I don't think he's deformed. Of course he's not deformed.
He's very, very perfect, I think. Just see him dive yesterday. The bit where he's like jumping off down the lake, they've cut away a bit of the platform, so the only way he can do it is jump onto this bit of wood and fly. And literally, he was like that, just going mid-air, landing right on the water. He's nuts. Completely insane.
Cold for that.
No, it's boiling yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. You and Brian, mother. Brian said, not too much today, Matthew. I felt saying, I'll get up. Bloody hell. Think I am.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
He's worse than I.
You both are. You're both sad. Don't let go in the water. It's too cold. It's rubbish. Dogs don't feel that.
At night, he can't leave him alone. He sits and goes, hello, little chocolate like that, and jumps on him and gives him a rest and jump like so. He says, no, good, I can't get my hands off that dog.
Fish for tonight?
Yeah.
What is it?
Mackerel.
Okay, it's not even awake, it's 20 past 12. I was up late today. 10 past 10, I felt guilty. What are you talking about? Wow.
Unless
he's pissed off now, like that.
Eh?
When he lies down like that, means he's pissed off.
Yeah.
He's not relaxed, he's just...
That's curious.
Yeah, like an S shape.
What's the matter? Yeah.
It's like a sphinx, isn't it? Oh, a sphinx. Look.
Sphinx.
Sphinx.
He waits for me to... go to bed now. I've only got to mention.
Yeah.
I've only got to mention bed. I'm going to bed now.
Oh, I'm going to bed.
And he goes, and he's up in the bed, on the bed, in a flash.
He likes it. As soon as he comes into mine or Rupert's room, he's straight up on the bed.
Yeah,
you know?
Makes fun on the bed. Is it very comfy? Most dogs aren't. Allowed on
bed. Most dogs aren't, some dogs aren't allowed upstairs.
Most dogs aren't allowed upstairs. He's allowed to go wherever he wants, do whatever he likes.
That's right, so they shouldn't they?
See, I mean, dog hairs rise anyway, so.
Really rise?
Hair rises upstairs. I mean, I hear French fellow, oh God, I wouldn't wear mine upstairs because of all the dog hairs.
Oh well.
They go up there anyway.
I don't know where it is. I don't think there's a few bloody hairs. Drink one.
Thank you.
Good. It's a bird. Huge radiator there.
Keep him comfy.
It's a nice little place he's got there though, isn't it? Yeah. Mum.
What?
It's a nice little place he's got there. Stupid, Matthew. How would it get any exercise?
Yeah, but we didn't realise that half the family were going to end up on the dole, did we?
Yeah, if we didn't, you'd still keep it.
Oh, of course we would. I did it, didn't I, for ages. I used to...
Yeah, I was working, I was...
Take him out every single day. Lunch times. 2 o'clock, and I always used to take him out for an hour. I used to even give up my lunch hours so that I could come home and take the dog out. I used to blast round Courtney Park with him.
I wouldn't go that far.
He used to have a little box there,
didn't he?
Do you remember the little box he had? Mm. Do you remember the first night we had him? Oh.
What?
He threw me out the wall. What? All night, I had to sit in the hole of it on my lap like a baby. 3 nights that went on for. You're lightweight, get up. Oh,
Yeah, you haven't had one in a minute. I've been up for ages. So we're allowed to have one. I'm reading that a minute, Ruth. You can have that, I just want to read it.
Alright. I just want to read it for, there's nothing wrong with it.
Shut up, or I'll keep it.
There's no need to keep the bloody door open.
You're going to go to work today, Mum.
No, it's my day off. My day off today. Have a day off Tuesdays. All day standing up. Listen, we've got to write some letters to the poll tax people.
I'll write my own letter.
Right.
Your problem's yours and mine's mine, Mum, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I'm just saying, we all have.
Have you paid yours, did you?
You can't afford to pay
it in half,
though.
I was just going to say, they can't do anything. I'm on the dole. They can't do anything, can they? They can't put me in prison.
Well, phone them up. You've got to get in contact with them. Don't just ignore it.
Shut the door. Bring those dishes down. Thank you,
Mr. Stayed all day.
It's like a ball with eyes.
A what?
A ball.
Mummy made his bed.
It's true though, isn't it? I mean, I can't give him anything because I haven't got anything.
Yeah, but it is best to phone.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to write to them.
It's no good writing. Phone them up. It says on that letter.
I'll say, look, I'm prepared to pay, but I have to do it just to let me do it a bit a week.
Should you have any query on this notice, you should contact the Community Charges Recovery Section.
Yeah, contact them, write to them.
No, really.
What if you haven't got a phone? What's that noise? It's broken, is it?
No.
You shouldn't do that.
It's just not balanced.
you've got pegs or anything. Pegs or whatever you've got.
Oh, I wouldn't be the same if I wasn't mad with over. Hey.
Yeah. They gave you these as well?
Yeah.
Why two lots?
I don't know.
Iowa ones, these are.
What?
These are Iowa.
Iowa. It can't be Iowa.
Iowa.
No, it can't be if it's Iowa.
Wow, it's
there.
Japanese. It's not English. Awa. Awa. That's a thick word to say. Iowa. Iowa. That's how you say it. Go down there. When? Might be able to stretch a pound.
Listen.
I said I might be able to stretch a pound.
Not you, have you?
Not for you, for me. We'll go down there though, shall we?
Yeah.
Just say, look, this one's broken.
It's
I know
like Rupert.
Yeah.
He'd like to.
I don't know why I didn't get myself a telly down there.
I don't know. I was going to be... I'm sitting
down in a minute. I've got to finish this off, though.
Good, isn't it?
This weekend, trying to talk me out of buying a bike. I said, Dad, I'm going to get one, and that's the end of it. He said, yes, but you can get a push bike. I said, look, what if I'm a mile and a half from college? I'm not doing that every day.
If you also...
I want to come home or something, you know? I'm not...
Yeah, I'm not going to keep driving
all the way. That's it, he says, I'll get a bus. I'm not waiting.
There's no bus.
I know.
He doesn't seem to understand.
Well, there is, but I mean, it'll take forever.
It's a hassle, isn't it?
I have to go to
Exeter, bus to Exeter, then Exeter. I'm not hassling around with that.
I don't like motorbikes, mind. I'm very much against that.
No, you don't, but I mean, that's not the point, is it? The point is, I want one. I'm a good rider, so. He's only just begun.
I'm leaving him alone, Matthew.
Look how compact he is,
though. Well. Never allowed to have a little
sleep. It's so compact.
It's only because his bed looked comfortable. Sure. Ooh,
starting to get miserable when he's not out though, isn't he? Thinking, well, I'm back now and it's shit, so I'm going to go to bed.
Your bedroom needs attention times three. It's rather horrible.
Today? Do it in a minute.
Yeah.
I'll tidy it up, then I'll have some lunch. And then we'll go down. Yeah? Mum? Where's the shaking back
stuff? Oh, I don't know. In the
chest of drawers, even if it's rough, I'll paint it. Paint it. Yes, I'm looking forward to this now. I really am.
Anything's better than nothing.
It's really